1 Samuel chapter 8. And it came to pass, when Samuel was old, that he appointed his sons as Israel's judges. And the name of his elder son was Joel, and the name of his second one was Abijah, and they were judges in Beersheba. But his sons did not walk in his way, and they turned aside after unjust gain, and they accepted bribes, and they perverted the course of justice. And all the elders of Israel gathered and came to Samuel in Ramah. And they said to him, "Look, you are old, but your sons don't walk in your ways. Now then, appoint us a king to judge us like all the Gentiles." But the matter was wrong in Samuel's sight when they said, "Give us a king to judge us." And Samuel prayed to the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Heed the people, everything they say to you, for they have not rejected you, but they have rejected me reigning over them. Like all their deeds which they have perpetrated from the day when I brought them up out of Egypt up to this day. And they have abandoned me and served other gods, and so they are doing to you too. So now, heed them, but nevertheless testify solemnly against them, and tell them about the administration of the king who will reign over them." And Samuel spoke all the words of the Lord to the people who were asking him for a king. And he said, "This will be the administration of the king who will reign over you. He will take your sons and appoint them in his interest, in his chariot fleet and his cavalry, and some of them will run before his chariot fleet. And he will appoint himself commanders of 1,000 and commanders of 50, and men to plough his fields, and to reap his harvest, and to make his armaments and his chariot equipment. And he will take your daughters to be perfumers and cooks and bakers. And he will take your best fields and vineyards and olive groves, and he will give them to his servants. And he will tithe your seed and your vineyards, and give them to his courtiers and his servants. And he will take your men servants and your maid servants and your best young men and your donkeys, and he will engage them in his work. He will tithe your sheep, and you will become his servants. And you will cry out on that day because of your king whom you chose for yourselves. But the Lord will not answer you on that day." But the people refused to heed Samuel, and they said, "No, on the contrary, we will have a king over us. And we too will be like all the Gentiles, and our king will judge us, and he will go out before us and fight our wars." And Samuel heard all the words of the people, and he spoke them in the audience of the Lord. And the Lord said to Samuel, "Heed them, and appoint them a king." Then Samuel said to the men of Israel, "Depart, each of you, to your city."